Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Guess who? Yes, it's the old Rough Rider himself. Welcome to another scintillating episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, 270. Hell, Trump can't even crack 170. Let's get right to it. Donald Trump can't even crack 170 Electoral College votes. You need 270 electoral votes to win the U.S. presidency. Here is the state-by-state breakdown for Hillary Clinton. To remember, it's all about the GOTV. That means get out the vote. In states that are toss-ups, where it could go either way, the campaign with the superior GOTV apparatus is usually the one that prevails. Trump has absolutely no ground game anywhere in the continental United States to speak of. Hillary Clinton has an enormous advantage in this regard, as she has a comprehensive presence in each and every one of our 50 states. That being said, let's do the roll call of state for Hillary Clinton. Here we go. Drum roll, please. Starting with Washington, 12 electoral votes to Clinton. Oregon, 7 electoral votes to Clinton. We already have 19 total. California, 55 electoral votes to Clinton. Totals up to 74. Nevada, 6 electoral votes for Clinton. Totals up to 80. Minnesota, 10 electoral votes for Clinton. Totals up to 90. Wisconsin, 10 electoral votes for Clinton. Totals up to 100. Illinois, 20 electoral votes. 110 electoral votes now. Michigan has 16 electoral votes. They go to Clinton. She's now up to 126. Ohio, with their 18 electoral votes. Nope. Trump ain't going to win Ohio, sorry. Now puts Clinton at 144 electoral votes. Pennsylvania with their 20 electoral votes goes to Clinton. She's now at 164 electoral votes. New York with their 29 electoral votes goes to Clinton. She's now at 194 electoral votes. Virginia with their 13 electoral votes goes to Clinton. It's not going to be that close. Clinton is going to take Virginia. 207 electoral votes. She breaks 200. Maryland, with her 10 electoral votes, they go to Clinton. She's now at 217 electoral votes. New Jersey, with her 14 electoral votes, they go to Clinton. She's now up to 231 electoral votes. Delaware, with her 3 electoral votes, goes to Clinton. She's now at 234. Connecticut, with her 7 electoral votes, goes to Clinton. She's now at 241. Rhode Island, with their 4 electoral votes, goes to Clinton. She's now at 245. Massachusetts, with her electoral votes, goes to Clinton. She's now at 256 electoral votes. Vermont, with their 3 electoral votes, goes to Clinton. She's now at 259, only 11 electoral votes shy of the magic 270. New Hampshire, with their 4 electoral votes going to Clinton, puts her at 263 electoral votes. And Maine, with their 4 electoral votes going to Clinton, and it will, puts Clinton's total at 267 electoral votes, 3 votes shy of the magic number 270. And the District of Columbia will put her at 270 with their 3 electoral votes. North Carolina with their 15 electoral votes. Yes, Clinton is leading North Carolina as of today by at least 5 to 8 percentage points. With their 15 electoral votes, it will give Clinton a total of 285 votes. Florida with their 29 electoral votes. Sorry, Trump, you're not going to take Florida. Same way you're not going to take Ohio. With their 29 electoral votes, it gives Hillary Clinton 314 total electoral votes. New Mexico with their 5 electoral votes going to Clinton gives her 319. Colorado with her 9 electoral votes going to Clinton gives her a total of 328. Iowa, right now it's close. Some say Trump has a 2 or 3 percentage point lead, but it's all about the GOTV. Get out the vote. Donald Trump has no such apparatus anywhere, particularly in Iowa. Clinton has, if anything, that's what she has in spades. It's going to turn a close race into a rout come actual November 8th, the actual voting day. And two bonus states we're going to throw in. Oh, yes, Georgia with their 16 electoral votes. And thank you, Atlanta. Ha, Atlanta. That will give the state to Clinton. The 16 electoral votes will put her at 350. Arizona with their electoral votes. Yes. Sorry, John McCain. Bye-bye. I believe you're going to lose to your the Senate lady running against you, McKinnon, I believe her name, McClintock. And anyway, Arizona with their 11 electoral votes puts Hillary at 361 total electoral college votes. And one more just for the hell of it, the kill me state, Missouri, with their 10 electoral votes. I don't think Trump's going to hang on to this one. With their 10 electoral votes, it'll give Hillary a total of 371 electoral college votes. And that, my friends, my amigos, leaves Trump with a measly 167 electoral votes. He is a turkey. Trump is the turd in the punch bowl. That's it for another broadcast from Rough Riders Radio. Thanks for listening. Pass this on to friends and acquaintances. Hopefully we haven't made this too long. And as this is the old Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit. And remember, we ride, you decide.